This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Tony.
What it do? Boom.
So when fall season comes around, diet is very important because everybody's been known to put on a few pounds. So you want to like really be careful or kind of like be aware of what you eat. So you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Now, if you don't have a lot of time, or even if you like to meal prep, but you don't have time to meal prep, with Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store, the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy to go back to crushing your goals. You can choose from 34 weekly flavor-packed, fresh, never-frozen meals ready to eat in just literally 2 minutes. You level up with Gourmet Plus options, prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time, and you can treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. And if you're busy during the day and you don't have time for lunch, or you got a job and you just are on the go, keep up your energy with the lunch to go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers, and they're ready to eat when you're on the go, and there's no microwave required for you. So looking for calorie-conscious options during the busy season? Try delicious dietitian-approved calorie smart meal with around or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle busy autumn, try Protein Plus meal with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Now, these factory meals are delicious. You can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like our delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, that's a favorite of yours, breakfast skillets. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. We offset 100% of our delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices if you're interested in stuff like that. This September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/K150 and use K150 to get this. This is the biggest discount we've ever had. 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. FACTORMEALS.com K10050. Food's delicious. Keeps you healthy. Check it out.
You won't go wrong. We all try it. We all like it. It's nutritional. They have vegan things. They have all protein. They have meal plans. I mean, anything you want to do, they'll do it for you. And it tastes great. And it's healthy. As usual, we're into wellness here. So, you know, get your Factor meals. Boom.
All right. So I want to start off here with just a quick conversation. Because this is every week, it's different news. Joe Reed, so the latest report that we had gotten was from Meltzer that said the WWE was not – they turned Punk down and they're not bringing him back, okay? Joe Reed, there's a story that broke today or yesterday, some more Punk news, kind of like what is that?
Yeah,
is
it's
that
kind it? Of – it's not major or anything. Like the last major one is, like you said, the Dave thing. But this is – this is off Sports Kita, and it says CM Punk shares cryptic update amid WWE return speculation. So he went on Instagram and he shared a picture of his bloody wrist tape. And Instagram users and wrestling fans say this signifies he's gearing up for a return. So that's one. And the other one is USA Network has actually added few.
Right, that's CM Punk. That's the one
okay.
I saw. Right.
Okay. So adding to the intrigue, WWE posted a video of Nakamura performing the GTS on its official platforms, and the USA Network's Instagram even commented on the video, "Best in the world," using Punk's famous moniker. Okay, that's a little something. That's a little something.
Okay, so I'm gonna go back to this too. my whole thing was, you know, when the stories about Punk coming back is like, well, who is leaking this? Because that's not, you want this to be a surprise, right? And basically, we kind of came to the agreement that, you know, whoever was leaking it was trying to get their narrative out there. But then all of a sudden, Dave Meltzer comes out and says that, you know, Punk is not coming back. And I'm wondering because here's the thing. I'm wondering if Dave is being kind of like a, I don't want to use the term, but it's kind of like a useful idiot in this, where he's being spoon-fed information to get stories out there. And it may be, bro, because I know for a fact that when we were in WCW back in the day, when Dave just had the dirt sheet and we didn't have the internet and everything, bro, guys would feed him false information. I'm wondering if this is a case where they're feeding him false information to basically shut down the narrative that Punk might be coming back. Like, maybe Punk is coming back. It got out there too much. It's not going to be a surprise anymore. And somebody in the WWE is feeding Dave, bro, we're not bringing him back, to kind of shut it down, to make it more of a surprise again. And I can absolutely see that happening. Like, I actually thought the same thing.
Yeah,
you were thinking the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm just wondering if Dave is like,
I'm thinking, bro, this is a great chance. You're going to Chicago. I know you're hot, but there's no, why not have another hot fucking storyline? And he, you know, and they've got to see the traction that Punk creates.
Right.
Look at the traction he creates when we talk about him. And
right.
Or you know, and so he creates traction. He's got a story. I got to think they want to use him, but, you know, we'll see.
I'm kind of thinking that way too now, because I'm just thinking, this is, bro, what's the easiest way to shut this story? Okay, it's getting out there too much. Punk's coming back.
Right.
It's getting leaked. What's the easiest way to shut it down?
Yeah, we're not interested.
We'll just have the paper of record. Like, Dave is the number one source in the business. Hey, Bruce Pritchard or somebody high up, and one of his, you know, a very good source. Hey, we shut it down. We're not bringing it back. And he reports it. And now, oh, Punk's not coming back. So everybody's like, okay, he's not coming back anymore. when he does show up, it is a surprise again. So it's like, I can absolutely see that happening. So,
yep.
But it's actually not, it's like Dave might be getting worked, but it's actually for the better of the product and the business, right? Because fans don't want spoilers. Right. Like wrestling, I don't know. There's maybe like 10 to 50% of wrestling fans that probably want spoilers. Like, I want to know what's going to happen before. And bro, we don't want to know the story before it happens. We want to be.
Well, you want to be surprised.
Right. Want to be surprised. Right. So I could see that. So let's get to the mail. The subject, the first one's from Jonathan. This is a weird email because I actually have seen Raw, but I'll read this. Okay. Atrocious Raw segment. Salutations, K100 crew. During commercial break of Monday Night Football, I flipped over to Raw. Sounded like Bret Hart's music came on, but unfortunately it was not Natalya. This brought on the same energy as going to see Bill Burr, but Bill Boddy is on stage instead. That's interesting. That's a funny line there, actually. I have to admit, this had to be one of the worst segments I've ever saw. That's how he spelled it. Natalya came down to face Piper McMuffin, who was god-awful. Legit, I think there'd be more cheering from a doctor giving you a cancer diagnosis than there was in the crowd for this hot garbage. It was more stale than the chips K-Dog gives out to guests at his house for Christmas holidays. Did you guys see the segment? Hopefully it wasn't on Hulu for Disco. True. And if so, what are your thoughts for the crowd's bathroom break segment? Thanks, Jonathan S. Jonathan S., we'll be speaking about this in the Raw review. Okay, so don't ask about, did you see the segment on Raw? Say, yes, we see all the segments on Raw, except the ones that don't make it on Hulu, and we talk about that in the review. So I will.
And just so you know, Jonathan, I do have some stale chips and candies, and we'll be getting some eggnog for this year's festivities. There's a couple people that need to be taught a lesson.
This is an interesting story. I've never seen this. This is from Travis, subject TK TV bill. People talk about TK, Tony Khan's wealth, but while battling NXT, he seems in Jackson in his stadium. He hasn't paid his TV bill? As seen below, someone there took a pic of TV that says pay your bill. Either he has no money or he has money and not paying bills, which creates a bad reputation. You don't see this with WWE. Pull the link up, Joe. There's a tweet. It says,
"Yeah, yeah, it's on the screen there."
Bad look inside the Jaguar Stadium today. Many of the TVs. Okay, so in Jaguar Stadium, like right. in the suites, or in the thing, that they didn't pay their cable bill.
Right, but I don't think Tony pays that bill.
Tony Khan is the guy that gets all the bills, and he's writing checks at his desk. Right. Like, it's like, Jesus Christ. Like, who would think that?
Bro,
right?
But here's
like,
the Tony thing. Khan's actually responsible
for the bill payment, not a county.
Right. But Tony has so much heat right now that people were just fucking with him incessantly, and they're trolling on him because he sells it, and that's why they're on him even worse.
Yeah, right. He's learning. I wonder if he'll ever learn. Bro, he can't sell.
He will learn. You have no other choice. Either learn or get the fuck out.
Right.
Yeah.
Small Town America Reactions is the name of the account. Small Town America. This is the apostrophe. Subject is Cody Rhodes. Hello, Conan and Disco. Big fan of the show and you both. It's my first time riding in your show, and I have a question for you both. Seems WWE is heading in the direction of Cody Rhodes eventually be the one to dethrone Roman. My problem with that is, where do they go from there? Cody's a white meat baby face, but there's not much else there as far as character, which is the very thing that got Roman over after being shoved down the fans' throat as a baby face. Of course, the story is finishing the story for his dad, the American Dream, but Cody's presentation is more like Ric Flair as far as the flashy suits and ring gear. Not to mention he's a moniker of the American Nightmare. My question is, do you think it would be better for him to have the title run as a face, or do you think it would be better turning heel? My idea is to bring up Bron Breakker and Brian Pillman Jr. to the main roster and go on a heel run as a new version of Legacy. Oh, God. Like a new faction? Like... That's a Rod Rose from Pikeville, Kentucky. I don't know, bro. I don't like looking forward ahead to like what's going to happen. And if they give the title to Cody, what are you going to do after that? I just like to follow these storylines as they commence every week. Like right now, the WWE, the first two shows of the year, Raw and SmackDown, are doing good soap opera storytelling. Like you don't know where they're going with Drew McIntyre and the Bloodline J. Everybody's holding true to character right now, and that's all I'm asking for. I'm not prognosticating the future, like, you know, what if Cody was champion? Of course Cody could be champion. That show's not going to falter. Like, it doesn't matter who's the champion. It just matters how good the storytelling is and how often people want to tune in. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me add this. Number one, you put he's a white meat baby face, you know, but he's I think he said he had no character, right? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, he said there's he said he's a white meat baby face. There's not much else there as a character.
I disagree. He's got a huge character. He's a guy that was in that system. They gave him a superhero gimmick that didn't work. The son of a legend, the brother of a wrestler. And now he's come back after being in the competition. And I thought WWE was very smart and not to give him the title too quick, because the journey is half the fun. So you're going on this journey with him to do something his dad never did, who, by the way, they also made it fun of his dad with the polka dot shit. So people that know the backstory is like, you know, there's something there. There is no reason to turn him heel right now. He's super hot.
Yeah, okay. You're exactly right. Not only is he, from the shows I've been to live, amazingly over as a babyface, but he has a connection with older fans because of his dad and because he's good. But also I see a lot of kids that are, you know, big fans of Cody wearing the shirts and all that shit. So he's pretty over. He's pretty well over at this point.
Right. Cody, I have a question for you.
What up?
Have you seen the facial hair on a lot of wrestling fans these days?
Yeah, the neck beards.
Yeah. You know, these guys could use a shave, you think, right?
Yeah.
Well, Joe, you could use a shave too, correct?
Yes, without question.
And he needs a dye job.
You do.
You see, the front does not match the sides.
Right, right. Well, I shave and it makes me look more handsome. Would you agree with that?
No.
Absolutely.
Well, a lot of the girls do. So no matter why you shave, Harry's has you covered for the best shave of your life at prices you'll love. From the legendary high-quality razors to skin products like a face wash and hydrating lotion, Harry's gives you a premium shave without the premium price tag. It's not that expensive. So I've been using Harry's razors for a long time, and I'm very happy that we have them as a sponsor now, because it's a 5-blade shave. It's not expensive. It comes in a very professional-looking package. If you go to Target and you look at all the razors, the Harry's razors packaging just sticks out. And it's not that expensive. I use it on my face. I like to shave underneath. The neck, underneath the chin, on the side. Sometimes I'll shave on the cheek and bring it down into like a goatee. And like, you can do this very simply with a starter set. It's a $13 value for just $3 at harrys.com/K100. It includes a 5-blade German engineer razor, the weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and my favorite thing is a travel cover. So I like to go do staycations at the hotels, and you put your little travel cover on it. It doesn't get all the stuff in the package wet. So scheduled delivery for refills is always $2, half of what you pay for other blades. That's super cheap. So Harry's makes a skincare product that will give you the best shave ever. It's got creams, washes, lotions that will keep your skin healthy and hydrated. The blades made in their own factory in Germany. Guys who've tried it say their eighth shave is as sharp as their first. Sleek, ergonomic weighted handles that look great in your bathroom and give you precise control with each swipe. Like I said, I've been using these for years. Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, and they're still offering a no-risk trial. If you don't like your shave, no worries. It's on them. No risk. How simple is that? How easy is that? So get your best shave ever this summer with Harry's razors and skincare products. Get a $13 starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/K100. That's harrys.com/K100 for a $3 starter set. You neckbeards, you got to shave it.
Well, not only that, bro. I like the, a lot of times I'm in a hurry and I'll use a machine, but when I want to get that close shave, I use Harry's shavers. You know, that gives me the close shave that I have, and I don't have like a one-day growth on my face. Excellent product, and if not, we wouldn't be promoting it to you. So check it out. Give it a try.
Yeah, harrys.com/K100. Get your starter set for $3.
All right.
When you go to that URL, the discount will automatically be applied. So,
for your grooming needs, Harry's Shavers. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Next is from Jason Turpin. The subject is surgery count. Hey, guys. My first question is for Conan. How about them Tar Heels? 6-0. Let's effing go. You got any comment on that first sentence?
Eat a dick.
Anyways, last week Conan said he had 3 hip replacement surgeries. Thank you both for all the wear and tear you guys endured for our entertainment. How many total surgeries have you both had done? Thank you. And that's from Jason Turpin. I've never had a surgery.
Well, let me go back to North Carolina. First of all, you know, it ain't like Miami was playing, you know, you're ranked 12th. Van Dyke actually outplayed Mays, who everybody says he's a Heisman Trophy candidate. Yes, Dyke did throw 2 fucking interceptions, but he threw for almost 400 yards, 4 touchdowns. Mays threw for like 270 and had 4 touchdowns. But what really killed us was, bro, Omarion Hampton is a fucking beast. He almost ran for 200 yards. And Tez Walker, who was coming off an injury, super talented wide receiver, 3 touchdowns. Miami's front 7 are really good. As far as surgeries, I think I've had like 6, my tricep, both my hips, my shoulder. What was the other one? Oh, my hernia. I just had a hernia surgery, a kidney surgery. And I'm going to probably have another kidney surgery. So, yeah, I've had like about 6 or 7.
You never had any surgeries at all, did you, Disco?
I said I've had no surgery.
I'm sorry. I was going to say sorry.
Next is from Kenneth Gainwell, running back for the Philadelphia Eagles. The subject is Disco is over. Relax after matches sting. Hey, guys, I grew up watching Disco and Conan. They were 2 of my favorites in WCW. My question is, did Disco have any other big-time offers other than WCW? The British folk of Wrestle Me, very solid Mark podcast, as well as the King of Mark podcasts, OSW Review, always put Disco over as being great as his character, at his character, and loving every time he's in the ring. With Disco being bigger than 95% of the AEW roster today, does he feel like he was born in the wrong era? Also, other than hard pills, how did you guys relax after a match back in the day to recover? Was it the pot treatment, or just pop a few pills and call it a day? I'm genuinely curious. What's Sting like backstage? Because I can see him being a bit tough to work with, considering he's not exactly a huge wrestling fan. Do you have any liberties jobbing to Vampiro? And thank you guys and Fly Eagles Fly, fans since day one, Kenneth Gainwell, currently of Philadelphia.
That's up, the
second string running back for the Philadelphia Eagles, supposedly. No, I wasn't born in the wrong era. Are you kidding me? Our era was like blows this era away. So I'm glad that I got to wrestle. That the history will show. I wrestled during the greatest time in the history of professional wrestling. During that era, the late 96 through 2000 will go down as easily the best era of wrestling. For pills, just somas and a couple beers after the match to relax. That I never did anything else really, you know. And Sting backstage is super laid back, very low key, very polite, cool, just a cool dude. You got any more comment on this, Conan?
Yeah, he wasn't tough to work with at all. Incredibly cool, nice guy. One of my favorite guys in the backstage.
Can't really say a bad thing about the guy by the way he behaved.
No.
You know?
No.
Yeah.
And let me just say real quick that Kenneth, he mentioned the British wrestling podcasts or YouTubes. He's right about OSW. That's extremely popular. And then I wanted to put over wrestling bios. Also sounds like a British guy. And he did a really good one about Disco's WCW career. Actually, I think I'm pretty sure you've seen it or people have said it to you a million times, but he's good too. I know.
next is Greg Treville. Subject is Max Moon Explained. Hello, K100. Love the show. Coney, you're looking great. Disco, love the opinions. And Joe, well, you're Joe. Keep on being on the same level as replacement level player. Interesting. So basically, Coney, you know the baseball statistic WAR, the WAR.
Yeah,
it's the thing is wins above replacement.
Right.
Meaning like how much more are you to your team above like the average player? And this guy's saying that Joe is the average, like the replacement level player. You know, like
I wouldn't disagree with that.
My question is about Max Moon. Conan's in a previous show, and there were big plans for him as Max Moon, but he's making too much money in Mexico at the time. He decided to make the full jump to WWF. How does he feel it would have went? What feuds did he have in line? IC title? Does Conan think it could have worked for multiple years? Does he think that turning down Max Moon cost him from signing with WWE after WCW closed? Also, random question, but whatever happened to Super Calo? I always liked the guy's style and gimmick, but it was early. It was way very 90s. He turned out to be Triple A champ. How was he outside the ring? Thank you always. That's Greg the Tree Man. You can answer these.
Well, yes, if I think it would have went well. I think it would have went well because I think anything I've ever done in wrestling, I've made it work. What feuds did they have in line? The only one that I remember is they were going to have me wrestle Louis Spicoli. Was that his name there?
Yeah. It was Louis Spicoli. Yeah. And then years later, they called him Rad Radford. But yeah.
Yeah. So I knew I was going to do something with him. And do I think that, what did he say that? Doing the Max Moon cost me signing with WWE or something?
Yeah. Did not did quit doing it cost you then cost you signing them later on?
I believe so. Yes. 100%.
Interesting. Next is from Irony Mendoza. The subject is Field Sucks, Steiner No Selling, favorite theme. Anyone who says there's a better wrestling related podcast is a liar. Now that that's out of the way, my first question is, why do Bears fans still defend one of the worst quarterbacks in the league, Justin Fields? He hasn't improved his ability to go past the first read, which was not coming out of college. He's still throwing and forcing passes to his first read and actually throwing to his first read 80% of the time, according to Pro Football Focus, and people wonder why he's awful. Can someone explain why with a 6-28 career record, people are still all over? Also, Coney, you were talking about the Starrcade Tag Tournament. When the Steiners no-sold the South African tag team's Top Suicida, is that something back in WCW that you get heat over? Or does everyone just laugh in the back that he almost broke someone's neck? Seems like the Steiners just did stuff because they could get away with it. Also, what was your favorite WCW theme of all time? Mine's actually discos, but I can see how you like rap is crap. Also, how'd you feel about the storyline, and did that song really go gold? The one and only Irony Mendoza. First of all, Justin Fields, I'm not going to bury the guy because he had two great games in a row and then he broke his thumb this past week. So I'm not – he was turning the corner. So that's like, you know, I'm not going to – he looked like he was turning the corner. So also, the Steiners no-selling that stuff. What did you think about the Steiners no-selling, Conan? I never saw this.
Well, let me first get back to Justin Fields. I mean, bro, the guy –
Justin Fields.
He had like over – he had the most yards ever in an NFL game. And you're thinking of, you know, you have all these great, you know, Robert Griffin and Cam
Newton. Justin Fields? What are you talking about?
Yeah, for running. Didn't he have like 175 yards or something like that in a game?
He may have, yeah. He may have in a game, yeah, yeah.
Right. Maybe that's the most – yeah, bro. When you think of Cam Newton and you think of Griffin and all these other guys, you know that –
Michael Vick.
Yeah, Michael Vick. Right. He's a big guy, 6'3", over 200 pounds. You remember he played for you, dog. He played for the Bulldogs, remember? He played
but then he went to Ohio State, yeah.
Yes, remember? He played behind Fromm, or
right.
What was his name? Fromm,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, Fromm.
He's
just Fromm.
Yeah, yeah. And so he's, you know, he's always going to have potential. I think he throws a lot of interceptions, but I agree with Disco. It looked like he was turning the corner. Let's let him finish the season and we can discuss it.
Right.
Does he lead the Bears in rushing?
Plus, he's also the toughest position to play, bro. It's quarterback. Yeah, what, Joe?
No, he led the Bears in rushing yards later.
Yeah. My favorite WCW theme song was the Mr. Wonderful theme song. It's hysterical. Oh. You go, wonderful. They call him Mr. Wonderful. Yeah. He knows he is so wonderful. No, he goes, you know he is so wonderful, and he knows it too. like good heel music, right?
There's a lot of great themes there. Of course, discos, the Wolfpack, Raven, Jericho, the NWO, the Horsemen. You know, there were so many good ones.
Conan, you know, like we've talked a lot about a feminization, you know, men are becoming more feminine.
Right.
Like that's pretty obvious, right?
Feminization of America, 100%.
Well, men are in decline, and the average strength in men has decreased. Sperm counts are at an all-time low. Depression is at an all-time high. We're not talking about it enough, but it's time to turn things around. The reason? Testosterone levels are under attack from a host of chemicals that we are exposed to every day. Soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and shower gels are full of endocrine disruptors. Vaping destroys enzymes linked to testosterone production. Cell phones in your pocket kill sperm count. Seed oils are in so many foods you don't even realize and block androgen receptors, and unfiltered water in most fruits and vegetables contain chemicals and pesticides that have literally caused feminization of male frogs in studies. There's so many things out there that are causing testosterone decline. More important than ever to be proactive and boosting your own testosterone levels with proven ingredients like the ones found in the Legacy Test Stack. Here are our boy Nick Alves to save the day for masculinity. Test X9 is a Legacy Sports Nutrition's best-selling product And so many of our listeners have already used it and reported phenomenal results in their energy, strength, sex drive, compounding it with T-Assist as even more proven test-boosting ingredients as well as estrogen inhibitors to ensure that your masculinity stays exactly where it needs to be. Every ingredient in Test Sex 9 is clinically proven to stimulate natural testosterone production, and for complete transparency, there are links posted on the site to external studies for each ingredient so you can make an informed decision. Toxic masculinity is not a thing. Toxins killing masculinity is. Protect yourself and stay healthy. Stop waiting. Level up now at LegacySups.com and always use the code K100 for a discount and to support the show. That's LegacySups.com. Level up with the legacy and use code K100.
Right, and this isn't just an ad. Everything that Disco just said is absolutely true. But, you know, as you all know, testosterone, you know, promotes strength, stamina, helps your libido, estrogen control, has everything to maintain your testosterone. Because as we know, after a certain age, your testosterone starts to naturally dip.
But definitely check out the products that Nick promotes.
And for women's supplements, Mickey James has her own line. But check out everything they do. This is one of our best-selling products. And there's a reason, because it works. And it has a lot of people that come back and keep using. They've been with us for years now because our listeners are using it. Like, we do a lot of stuff for wellness. If you notice, most of our ads are all about wellness. Your hygiene, your health. And this is just another example. So get your legacy subs. Boom.
Next one's from our boy George Kittle, tied in for the San Francisco 49ers. Subject is Brian Cage and Commander. Love hearing your podcast on working out. The Patreon has hours of great listening, so thanks for that. My question is about the AAA belt getting defended by Commander against Brian Cage. Were they really going to have that small, undersized guy beat a beast like Cage? Just why? Cage could be a huge star, but he's already been ruined. Commander's gotten as far as he can in America. It's taking 45 minutes to balance on the ropes in the same spot every match is getting, and every match is getting older after a while. I understand Commander is hurt, but they shouldn't send him out there for a minute squash match. Do you think that Tony always booking guys that are 150 pounds lighter than their opponent to win is some fantasy he had from when he was getting bullied in high school? How would you push Brian Cage at this point since he's been ruined? Should he start doing dancing like Prince Nana on his entrance? And that's George from Northern Cali. So let me say this. Does he have Commander and Vikingo mixed up here?
What triple A
belt does Commander have?
Oh, he does. He's got a cruiserweight belt.
Wait, so that wasn't a title defense then.
Right.
I didn't see the match. I don't know what he's talking about either.
George Kittle.
Joe, it can't be that hard to find. Did Brian Cage fight Commander for the title on AEW? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When?
I mean, he wrestled him, but it couldn't have been a title match. He's not a cruiserweight. The 14th.
I thought the match was canceled because of injury.
Wasn't Commander injured?
I guess he saw that it was announced. He's commenting that he saw it announced. The match didn't even take place, bro.
It didn't even take place, right? Exactly. But I will say this: there was a very easy way to push Cage. You should push. You could have pushed him on the exact same arc you had Wardlow, just having to go out there squashing guys in 1 minute, 1 to 2 minutes, and have Wardlow doing the same thing. And after about 6 weeks, they fight each other.
Thing about Brian Cage is, unlike Wardlow, because Wardlow was kind of green when he first saw an AEW, Cage wasn't. You know what I'm saying? So he would have really been able to get that thing over. It's almost like, I don't know, like somebody has something out for him, because that somebody looking like that, what they do with him is just, you're thinking, dude, look at him. You know, he's almost like a Jade Cargill type of character, especially amongst all those little kids and guys that don't want to train and guys that don't tan. And bro, he looks like a fucking star. And and let me just say one more thing. This guy said that Commander's gotten as far as he can. Bro, he's 23. He's not even close to where he's going to be. You kind of sound like a hater saying that.
Yeah.
And another thing, bro, when you jump on the ropes are shaking. So you got to kind of wait before you walk. If not, you're going to bust your ass.
Yeah.
Kittle, this can't be the fucking tight end. He can't be that dense. Yeah.
Well, speaking of famous athletes, well, this guy's already said who he is. This is Ron Acuna III, not related to Ronald Acuna Jr., but he's from Atlanta, and that's his name. No, he's already explained who he is. This guy's actually said, I'm not Ronald Acuna Jr., right?
Okay.
Subject is the damn Braves. All right, Disco, time to condemn the Braves. What a terrible performance that was. How do you lose to your rivals like that? And meanwhile, the Phillies have the audacity to make Garcia feel like it's his fault. The Braves deserve to lose, but per usual, the Philly fans showed no class and even got in the head of my good buddy Ronald by his own admission. What additions should the Braves make for next year? What do you think the chances are we see an Edge versus Christian main event at AEW pay-per-view? They never really had a real split in WWE, so I'm guessing it's one of Tony's wet dreams. Do you think that this is a guarantee? That's Ron Acuna III from the ATL.
Hey, Ron, I'm sorry to wrestling nerd it up, but they did have a split in WWE in 2001 and had pay-per-view matches.
Okay. So I will say this. I think that the evidence is pretty clear that having the 5 days off is not conducive to these teams.
Bro, and you know what? You know that argument that you were trying to make to me and Madden, and he was shooting it down?
Uh-huh.
That same argument was made on Pardoned Interruption,
yeah,
and they agreed with you. Yeah.
Well, there's legit to – bro, baseball's a game of routine. And all of a sudden, you got to take 5 days off and then turn it up for a playoff game against, you know, I'm not saying, it's not an excuse, but the way they've designed these new
playoffs. No, there is some validity to what you're saying. Yeah.
The way they designed it is, I don't know if it's for the best, because you're having the Dodgers knocked out 2 years in a row, Braves knocked out 2 years. Bro, you want kind of like, you know, they've set up a system here and a thing where, okay, you won, but you have to take 5 days off. And it's like, well, we don't want to take 5 days off. Well, you have to. And it's like, how do you, you know, it's like, I don't know, that may be too harsh. And what they should do is just take eight teams and do 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, 3 versus, do it like all the other players. If you're going to do this, you know, you're changing things around too much from the routine of baseball. However, it's like, you know, they still didn't hit, you know, and the reason Braves lost is because Strider lost both of his games, our number one pitcher. And we had our 3 and 4 pitchers were down. So we didn't have Kyle Wright. We didn't have Morton. And we had to go with Bryce Elder. He got shelled. So whatever. It's like, you know.
And Wheeler's just been killing it, dude.
Right. And then nobody hit. And, you know, the only guy that hit was Austin Riley. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and the guy says, and doesn't he say something in the email, oh, you shouldn't blame Arcia? Did he say something like that?
Well, yeah, but he was stupid. Yeah, but it's not his fault. But, I mean, it does fuel the flames. When he made that comedy, you know, so it's like, yeah, right, that's
exactly.
Kind of his fault.
And my point was, sports is about motivation and trolling. That's just part of the game now, the shit talking and all that, which makes it a lot funner. So they had something that motivated them, because afterwards, when they were doing the champagne bath and the beer bath and all that, bro, I saw some of the Phillies players wearing shirts that said Attaboy Harper on the front and on the back. It said he wasn't supposed to hear it. I thought that was hilarious. And and let me say something about the Philly fans that are known for being boorish and having zero couth. Like, they're having fun, you know, like they're having that. It's a really good atmosphere at that Citizens Bank Park. Like, there's a really good vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's good to see, you know, and the Braves comes before I'll let you get it in. The Braves, they're starting to remind me of the Braves of the 90s.
Were the greatest regular season franchise in the history of sports. Yeah. Like, but like, you know, everybody says, like, you know, during the year, oh, this team's special. Bro, you're not special unless you win the World Series.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, right. You know, nobody remembers if you're not the champion,
If you're not the champion, nobody remembers.
Yep.
All right, next is from Brad.
What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Conan, that you're absolutely right. And I don't have I don't have too much to compare it to, but going to a baseball game at Citizens Bank Park is really something special, even if you go in the middle of June or something, dude. It just is, you know.
No, well, especially now, bro. They're having fun. The players are having fun. Yep. You know, they're having fun. Their trainers having fun. Like, it's like a fun vibe where before it was always like, you know, oh, these guys are a bunch of fucking douches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. I still agree that the fans are terrible.
Hey,
next is from what do we got here? Next is from Brad Price. And the subject is Miami sucks / Carlito push. Greetings, K100 show. Greetings, K100 crew. Best wrestling show available. As always, I say, I appreciate the wide topic of discussion you guys handle daily. My question is for Conan. What do we have to do to get this bum Mario Cristobal out of Miami? First, he loses a game because he refuses to take a knee, which is inexcusable, not even the first time he does it. Then he has one of his assistant coaches get a sideline penalty, key moment against UNC that helped cost us the game. Dude can recruit, but what a bum of a coach he is. It's making us Miami fans look bad. Imagine if we stole Coach Prime from Florida State. My wrestling question is about Carlito for the game. He was one of my favorite ruthless aggression wrestlers. I loved his gimmick. He was great in the mic, and he's in tremendous shape. He and Chris Masters were great together the first time around, but what do you think he'll be doing nowadays? It's tough to see him as anything other than fodder for top stars and a lower mid-card guy. I hope I'm wrong, but what do you think? And that's Brad Price from Pennsylvania. Let me start with this. Conan can comment on Miami. I'm just going to comment on Carlito. Carlito is – I never watched wrestling when Carlito was a character. Like, he was a mid-2000s guy, right? Like, the mid – like, when was he part of the roster? Like, 2010? It was, like, a while back, right?
Yeah, it was –
I never really saw him. I wasn't watching their show back then, but the bro, he's over, and he's a Latino. And he looks pretty good. He's got the gimmick with the apple and stuff. So it's like, you know, I you can fit him in. He's, as long as he keeps getting pops on TV, you know, probably he's in the LWO gimmick. They need more credible guys in that group than they have right now, you know.
Conan, you know Carlito, obviously, and you've worked with him and stuff. I think the knock back then on Carlito was that he was lazy. And they actually played into it on TV once with Flair that he just didn't appreciate the fact of being in WWE and his spot and all that. That's how it was reported back then.
Yeah, I think that first let me get with this guy from Miami. Remember I told another guy that put over North Carolina to eat a dick? You can eat from the same thing right there. Share it. Bro, you're already calling for fucking Cristobal's head and you're saying we should steal Mr. Prime from Florida State. He doesn't coach there. He coaches at Colorado. But anyways, let the season finish. What if they go undefeated the rest of the year? What are you going to say then? And he didn't tell his fucking, I doubt, very seriously, he told the assistant coach to run out there when he got that penalty. The guy did it on his own. He's in the motion of the game. He's trying to get the players off the field because they had too many players on the field. You can't put that on Cristobal. But let him finish the year, and then we'll bury him if he needs to be buried. But if not, you got to give the guy a chance. It ain't like, you know, if he lost to North Carolina, they were ranked number 12. It ain't like he lost to fucking Bethune-Cookman or some shit.
Here's the biggest problem with when you have situations like this, when a coach makes a misstep, is everybody wants to fire him, but then you have to ask the question, okay, who do you hire? Right. Do you hire? I mean, who's a better option right now than him? He's like, it's a good recruit. But bro, Miami stunk for like 5, 6, 7 years. You know, now they've kind of turned around recruiting wise. They're getting some players. And this guy's got, you know, like I said, give him some time. Even though he's, the Dallas Cowboys are a Super Bowl contender this year. The coach is an imbecile. Like, they don't know how to navigate timeouts. And, bro, this happens at the pro level too with good teams. What do you say? Let's fire Mike McCarthy? Shit, bro, they're 5-1. You know, it's like I always making stupid decisions like clock management and stuff. And
with a ridiculous defense.
Right. Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's okay. Just gotta kind of
defense with the defense, bro, and that CeeDee Lamb or what's his name?
CeeDee Lamb. Yeah,
CeeDee Lamb with CeeDee Lamb, a good wide receiver. You got the running back. What's his name? Not Ezekiel, the new guy. What's his fucking name?
Tony Pollard.
With Pollard, who can go. Dak is a very, very good quarterback. Like, you know, they could go on a little run here, even though I hate them.
Yeah. Next is from Jonathan S. Subject's top rock albums.
Didn't they say something about Carlito?
Yeah, Carlito. What's your take on Carlito?
Bro, I agree with everything you said. Mm-hmm. You know, everything you said and Carlito's and what you said, Joe, is true. He had the reputation for being lazy, to just kind of going through his matches, like not coast. Giving a fuck. They turned into a storyline. But I saw him not too long ago in WWE, and he looked in shape. He looked like a star. He wasn't in WWE that long, Disco. That's probably why you didn't notice him. But his character was super over.
Right.
The grabbing the apple, spitting him in his face. I spit in the face of cool and all that. Mm-hmm. And he looked great yesterday. You know, he looks like a star because the other two guys get treated like J-Brones. The other girl, Zelina, she had a backstage segment with Bayley. Bayley would challenge her to a match. They went in and she just beat her. Like, they don't really do anything except with Ray and fucking
Escobar.
Phantasma. Yeah. Escobar.
Next is from Jonathan S. Subject's top rock albums. Salutations, K100 Crew. All the talk lately of your guys' favorite records, Led Zeppelin greatness and how others aren't that great. I'd like to ask a question about classic albums. What are your thoughts on the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Californication from the album from the late 90s? Personally, from start to finish, is top five all time in my list? Thanks, and that's from Jonathan F. I'm going to look this up.
You know, the Chili Peppers, I think they went into the rock.
Dennis Rodman's favorite band. Dennis Rodman's favorite band.
And Pearl Jam,
When he comes to the club, he always tells the DJ, play Red Hot Chili Peppers. Mm. Okay, let's look at Californication.
Yeah, no, I mean, while Disco's looking that up, I'm just not a big Chili Peppers fan, but that doesn't mean I don't recognize that they're a great band. But I don't know about...
Isn't that hysterical? Listen to this.
Californication.
We're talking about Californication. Uh-huh. I went to my Google on my phone, and I pressed C-A-L... And the number one the thing for search was Californication.
Totally. Yep.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So Californication, the songs here are hang on, album. That's a show.
Mm. Good show.
Album. Let me see. Californication album. Let's see some of these songs here.
You might recognize the two of them.
Scar Tissue, Around the World, Other Side, Californication, Road Trippin'. Let's give this guy it's a personal opinion that it's from start to finish top five all time on his list, but your list is misinformation. So we're gonna have to suspend him for a week from the mailbag because that's ridiculous to think that's a top five of all time.
Maybe he's a little bit.
Name some of yours, Joe. So people,
best rock albums, Led Zeppelin 2, Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction, Pearl Jam 10, Nirvana, Nevermind. That's off the top of my head. Yeah, that's pretty much.
How about you, Disco?
I don't know the name. It's been so long.
Okay, just say the groups then.
A couple U2 albums will probably be in there.
Right.
Definitely an AC/DC album would be in there. Led Zeppelin would be in there. And for me, Van Halen would be in there.
Van Halen, sure. I was going to, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Van Halen's a kick-ass album.
Let me ask you a question. Would you – Prince is not considered rock by any – or yes?
He's just Prince, man.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
He could play another fucking guitar. Yeah, he can do rock.
I'll put Purple Rain in 1999 against any album ever, okay?
Even Michael Jackson albums.
Yeah, even Michael Jackson albums. The simple fact that he played his own instruments, you know, and that's a big difference. Bro, big fan. I know you guys have heard this album, and I'd like to hear what you think of it. Big fan, grew up with Peter Frampton live.
Oh yeah, excellent.
Oh yeah,
but that's a kind of a one song album though. But that song is awesome. It's like a 14 minute.
No, there's a
version.
Couple
like,
songs. No, there's a couple songs on there. You need to go back and look. Led Zeppelin 4, Van Halen. Definitely agree with you. And Van Halen, definitely agree on Appetite for Destruction. And I'm gonna throw in one that you guys didn't throw in there. I'm gonna throw in Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. So look up the Van Halen album that has Unchained. That's one of the that one I think has a lot of my favorite Van Halen songs on it. Okay, next is from Harrison Yanger, and the subject is Hogan and Benoit. I have a question for Conan Disco, although maybe mostly Conan, because he seemed to rub his shoulders with him more. On the recent Wrestling Bios episode of Relieving the War, he reviewed the WCW Nitro that was headlined by Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, and Scott Steiner versus Ric Flair, Steve Mongo McMichael, and Chris Benoit. They're both two of the all-time greats, but they're very, very different wrestlers. I was wondering, Conan and or Disco, do you have any stories or memories about how Hulk Hogan and Chris Benoit got along backstage? I mean, they didn't have a lot of interaction. I don't have any stories or memories of how they interacted.
They were only in the ring together probably like twice, but let me tell you this real quick.
I never really saw them interact, but I will say this. This is a story. So I don't remember what event it was, but obviously it was like a pay-per-view. So Benoit was supposed to get the title that day. And I remember, I don't know if Nash told me this or I was in the room when it happened, but it did happen. And so Hogan was telling Rodman, hey, the next day on USA Today, did Rodman ever win the title, Feeney?
No, but that was his debut. He was like an outside enforcer for the NWO or whatever.
So there was something supposed to happen where Benoit was supposed to win the title. And Hogan was like, well, who do you want to see on the cover of USA Today? You know, me and Benoit or me and you? And something was changed there.
Van Halen Unchained was on the album. Fair warning.
All right. Let me hear some songs.
Which was their fourth album, came out in 1981. Fair warning. Let me see the track listing. The singles were So This Is Love.
I love that song. One of my favorite ones.
Unchained, Mean Street.
Yeah,
and hear about it later.
Yeah, four A-list songs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Them. We talked about Van Halen on the show before. So since I'm a little younger, like when I was getting into music and buying tapes and stuff, Sammy was already in Van Halen, you know, so right. It wasn't that weird to me, but I can imagine it must have been weird to older fans when David Lee Roth was out of Van Halen. It's like, what?
Plus that guy was bringing up a point. So I guess like, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, they didn't have a lot of albums in the history of like, you know, music. Right. But like they had like Californication was a good album. I'll give you another underrated album where the band didn't have like a lot of albums, but Limp Bizkit's the one that has
Significant Other.
No, the album that had a Starfish.
Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water.
Oh, that's got like a pull that up.
Yeah, that's got a lot of singles on it.
Yep. Because it's got five consecutive songs on there that are great if you're working out in the gym. Go look that up, because I used to go to the gym and like I think like maybe the songs 3 through 7 or something like that were like
there's a lot on here. My Generation.
Okay.
My Way was an enormous hit. Rolling, enormous
right.
hit.
Rolling, right, yeah. And these are all one after. These are all one after another on the album, so you can just listen to like straight through. Go ahead.
And then later on the album is Get Your Groove On with Exhibit, Take a Look Around for Mission Impossible, and then there's a Roland remix with Method Man and Redman and shit like that, which people liked when they mixed
it up. You missed the best song on the album.
Full Nelson?
Yes. By far the best workout song.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that was like five songs on that album, and it's just, that's a good 20-30 minute workout at the gym almost, you know?
Yeah, that's if you find the right album that's like 40 minutes to 60 minutes and it's just you don't have to skip a song, that's the perfect thing for cardio. You know, the right album.
Right.
It's funny that we're discussing albums, but if you're a kid, you know, that's been listening to music for the last 10 years, albums don't mean shit anymore. It's all, I mean, they come out, but people don't look at albums as a package anymore. You know what I mean? Like they used to.